Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Masson, and today is Thursday, baby. Well, you know what, guys? It is Thankful Thursday. It is Thankful Thursday. What are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? Listen. We have to make it our intention to be grateful every day, to be thankful every day. Yes, we do. We must be thankful and grateful. Listen, I have a very special guest on today. Marcus M. Positive Parker is on air. Got some great music for you guys. You are going to love it. I'm going to tell you all about Marcus M. Positive Parker, and you are going to love it. Listen, guys, I am broadcasting live out of the Windy City. Yes, indeed, on Thankful Thursday. Listen, it is 29 degrees here in the Windy City. It's chilly. Yep, it's a little chilly and a little cloudy, but guess what? It's all right. It is January the 2nd, 2025, 8 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Batati. This show is being brought to you and sponsored by Steve Gum. He's the CEO and the founder of Gum Rum. Listen, you can get Gum Rum online all throughout the United States at cwspirits.com. Once again, it's cwspirits.com. There's two different flavors in stock, vanilla and coconut. You can get it online. Guess what? When you get to the secure checkout, make sure to use the discount code BASIC. B-A-S-I-C, BASIC, is the discount code. Make sure you use it. And listen, if you live in the state of Massachusetts, Louisiana, and Los Angeles, you can get Gumba Rum on, yes, you can, DoorDash, baby. You can DoorDash Gumba Rum. They'll bring it straight to your door if you live in the state of Massachusetts, Louisiana, and Los Angeles. So listen, you guys, I got to dig on into this. I got some juicy meat for you. I remember back in the day, I love to cook pot roast. Now, let me tell you, you guys, I'm a certified life coach, certified by Dr. Monique Carradine, who was an on-air personality at 532 News. She's no longer there. She's in Puerto Rico with her husband. Listen, you guys, had the privilege of working with her so many years ago. Now, let me tell you know I have a life lesson. Got a life lesson coming at you. Let me tell you, I used to enjoy making pot roast. I used to love to cook pot roast. Stay with the story. Listen, pot roast is really delicious, right? It's really delicious. It's great. If you cook it just right, it's really tender. Put the right seasonings on. Now, listen, when you go to the market and get your meat, listen, let me tell you, this is a life lesson. The butcher hands you the meat. You take it home. You season up. You do what you got to do. But listen, what form is meat in? What form does it come in? It comes raw. You get it from the butcher raw. Now, listen, you got to do the cooking. You do everything you need to do to get it to come out right. So the end product is going to be tasty. If you cook it right, delicious. What is the point in that? The point is this. What you put in life is what you're going to get out. The butcher is going to hand you something that's raw. What are you going to do with it? If you just put it in your refrigerator and let it stay there, it's going to stay just the way it is. So listen, what are you working with on today? Be intentional. I want you guys to be intentional. What type of pot roast are you making? What type of pot roast? Come on now. Listen, did you know you can take a pot roast after coming out of the oven? You can cut it up, put it in the pot, and make you some stew. You can make some beef stew with that pot roast. Yes, you can. You can do a whole lot with it. So listen, be intentional on what you want out of life. You got to make it, honey. You got to make it, baby. Come on, engineer. Do your thing up in here. All right, all right. Yes, my darlings, we are being heard all over the world, being heard all over the world. And I'm very thankful. And I must say hello and thank you to Jent Mahoney. He listens to every single episode and I always say thank you to him because he's always so busy pushing the Fierce Female Network. And I really do appreciate it. Listen, let me tell you guys about Marcus M. Positive Parker. And this guy is something else. He's coming fully packed, y'all. Let me tell you about him. For over two decades, Marcus M. Positive Parker has motivated students at schools across his home state of Texas, where he was born in 1974 in the city of Port Arthur. He served in the military and also worked in corporate America, where he excelled in both as an electronics troubleshooter. He wrote his first book in 2004 and became a local bestseller in the Dallas Metroplex area. His library includes books, audio books, and over 80 motivational rap songs, y'all. And that's what you're going to hear on today, y'all. Y'all going to hear something really good for your listening pleasure. 80 motivational rap songs for business inquiries. I want you to contact Marcus. He can be reached at bookmarcusparker@gmail.com. Once again, that is bookmarcusparker@gmail.com. And for your convenience, it's right in the bio. You'll see his email. You can reach out to him. You can also go to his website. Let me give you his website. Really easy to remember, y'all. Listen, it's marcusparker.com. I love this. I love when people come prepared. Listen, I want you guys to visit his website. It is awesome. It is off the chains. It is polished, professional. He has some downloads on there. Now, listen, y'all. When I looked at his website, you guys know I'm all about emotional intelligence, okay? So listen, he has a free download, How to Fix Your Emotions. I want y'all to get that book. I want you to get that free book. Listen, it won't cost you anything. It's a free download, How to Fix Your Emotions. And he has a little chart on the expectation, reality, expectation. And it says reality. So listen, I want you to get that book. And also he has Marcus M. Positive Parker's Ultimate Life Training Sampler. Y'all, come on now. He's got something on there for you. He has three choices. There's also Artist Mindset Checklist 2024. Listen, everybody that's in music, that's an independent artist, you need to get that book. You know what? It's a free download, Checklist 2024. I want you to get the book, you know, because a lot of people was in music. So listen, get the checklist. I want you guys to visit his website. Once again, it is MarcusParker.com, M-A-R-C-U-S, Parker.com. I want you guys to get it. Listen, also, I have some great music. The first one is I Choose Happy. Now, listen, y'all, I love this. I love this because it's positive. Positive. Y'all know I'm about the positivity. You know, I'm not about negativity. You got to keep it positive. Stay on point. You got to stay intentional, right? You know, the last couple of days I've been talking about intentional. So, listen, you have to be intentional. So listen, the song is I Choose Happy. I'm going to play that for you. And then a little bit later, I have another one of his songs that you're going to hear and you are going to love it. It's going to soothe your soul, honey. The lyrics are off the chain. Listen, I am telling you, it is spicy. It is good. First of all, I got something that's coming up for you. I have Calls You Friend. This is O Sammy out of the ATL. You know, that's my hometown, y'all, the ATL. This is Calls Me and by O Sammy. And then coming up after that is Marcus M. Positive Park. You're going to hear his music. So listen, first it is Calls Me Friends. I want you to take a listen to this. Come on, check this out.
It's hard for me to
Y'all, this boy, old Sammy out of the ATL, y'all, that's Calls and Friends. And listen, you guys, I want to thank you once again for listening in. I really do appreciate it. Those in Indonesia, in Germany, the UK, those in India, Bulgaria, I really do appreciate it. And those that's listening in the US, right now I got I Choose Happy by Marcus Parker. What are you choosing today? What do you choose? It is up to you. What do you choose? And listen, I'm going to play the song. Then I got some good to tell you. All right. So this is I Choose
Happy. I choose happy. Even when this life gets hard, I choose happy. Still I keep my faith in God. I choose happy. Even when emotions get scarred. Don't let your problem change the person you are. I choose happy. Even when this life gets hard, I choose happy. Still I keep my faith in God. I choose happy. Even when emotions get scarred. Don't let your problem change the person you are. I know I'm not the only one to live with the issue. Like when the person you in love with don't even miss you. Like when the job you really wanted don't even pick you. Or you trusted someone then found out they wasn't with you. See, it's a long, hard journey, this thing called life. And that goes for the children, the husband, the wife, the cousin, the uncle. Ain't nobody excluded. That's why I wrote this song, to keep you grounded and rooted. Looking towards the future with your eyes on the prize. No, it's a blessing just to be here, cause many done died in 2020. Man, I swear, that year was a beast. And I've been around since 74, a O to the G. Been witness a lot of violence, so I speak peace. Seen so many ways they talent, so motivation I teach. And whoever I reach, I wish you nothing but good. So when they see you smiling, just make sure it's understood. I choose happy, even when this life gets hard. I choose happy. Still I keep my faith in God. I choose happy, even when emotions get scarred. Don't let your problems change the person you are. I choose happy, even when this life gets hard. I choose happy, still I keep my faith in God. I choose happy, even when emotions get scarred. Don't let your problems change the person you are. Rent due, bills make it hard to keep up your head, but still you gotta find a way to make you some bread. And it's true, ain't always sunny, mostly cloudy instead, but you can make it, man. I said what I said. Just do away with your distractions, put a plan into action. Go back to school if you gotta, don't be afraid of them fractions. Start a business if you with it, it might take you a minute for your time, but if you grind, pretty soon you'll be winning. Relationships are tough, and in my humble opinion, gotta go back to the reason y'all fell in love in the beginning. Friendships be tricky, with family gotta be patient. Find yourself falling out behind miscommunication. Learn to show love even when you in a storm. Don't look down on other people, bruh, extend out your arm. Mentor a young'un, tell them the truth about your journey, so they can choose to be happy, cause life's so uncertain. I choose happy, even when this life gets hard. I choose happy, still I keep my faith in God. I choose happy, even when emotions get scarred. Don't let your problem change the person you are. I choose happy, even when this life gets hard. I choose happy, still I keep my faith in God. I choose happy, even when emotions get scarred. Don't let your problem change the person you are. I choose to be happy, happy by choice, and I'm speaking to everyone under the sound of my voice. Want you to know I got love, so I want you to feel me. Nothing about my life is perfect, and it never will be. Not trying to start confession, but if that's what it takes, I done made a lot of dumb, crazy, stupid mistakes. Made it hard for myself, the road I had to climb. So I wish for your life to turn out better than mine. Learn to count your blessings and stop with the stress. You might not have all that you want, but there are many with less. Remember to love yourself, keep your confidence lifted, cause you the only one of you ever made in existence. Learn to stay in your lane, and if it's not helping you grow or putting food on your table, then let it go, let it go. And that's the show. So I wish y'all nothing but the best. I hope you choose happiness. I choose happy, even when this life gets hard. I choose happy, still I keep my faith in God. I choose happy, even when emotions get scarred. Don't let your problems change the person you are. I choose happy, even when this life gets hard. I choose happy, still I keep my faith in God. I choose happy, even when emotions get scarred. Don't let your problems change the person you are.
All right, y'all. That is Marcus Parker. Marcus Parker. You know, I was sitting here listening to the lyrics. It always relates to the lyrics of any music that I play. And so I couldn't help but think about the actress, Tabitha Brown. You guys know her story. She talks about a lot. You know, she always said, choose to be happy. She said a lot of people ask her, how is it that she can maintain being so happy? And she said she has to choose to be happy because you guys know she struggled with depression and anxiety really bad. And so her words were, she choose to be happy. She made up her mind and decided that she was going to choose to be happy. All right, so listen, and it just reminded me of her story, his song, I Choose Happy. And that's what words that she says. I choose to be happy. You have to choose to be happy. So listen, I got some more music that is coming up, some more music that I got for you. It's called Thank You. You know what? Thank you are some powerful words. Those two words, thank you, very powerful, very powerful. We need to use those words more. All right. So this is Thank You by Marcus M. Positive Parker. Come on.
You'd be surprised how two little words can change somebody's whole day. Just saying thank you. You know, I appreciate you. Little words can change somebody's whole outlook.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I know they rarely say it, but it should be stated. Cause you've been on your grind forever, playing your role to make our lives better. Can you see the single mother trying to maintain with a teenager at home who always complained? Wanted a PlayStation, so she got him the game. Still constantly complaining, driving her insane. She talked to him about it, but it stayed the same. Said he wanted what he wanted, and he called her lame. So one day she got laid off, eviction came. Messed him up because he realized he caused the pain.
When all he had to say was
thank you. I appreciate it. I know they rarely say it, but it should be stated. Cause you've been on your grind forever, playing your role to make our lives better.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I know they rarely say it, but it should be stated. Cause you've been on your grind forever, playing your role to make our lives better.
I
know you see the job that looks over your drive, even the relationship you're keeping alive. I see you in the background keeping it stable. For your loved ones, you're always ready, willing, and able. We don't check up on our strong friends, it's sad indeed. And sometimes we only call when we fall in need. People stressed out, I'm talking all across the nation. And I know these two words may not fix every situation, but don't lose your patience, because I promise if you keep on looking forward, you gon' reach your destination. But if nobody ever say it, don't feel defeated, cause this song might be exactly what you needed. Believe it.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I know they rarely say it, but it should be stated. Cause you've been on your grind forever, playing your role to make our lives better.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I know they rarely say it, but it should be stated. Cause you've been on your grind forever, playing your role to make our lives better.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I know they rarely say it, but it should be stated. Cause you've been on your grind forever, playing your role to make our lives better. Yeah.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I know they rarely say it, but it should be stated. Cause you've been on your grind forever, playing your role to make our lives better.
All right. You know what? We need more music like that in the marketplace. We need more music like that in mainstream music. We do. We need more music like that. I was listening to the song Thank You by Marcus Parker. Listen, I like to listen intently to the lyrics. Let me tell you something. I was thinking about a young lady. Now, one of my gifts is mentoring young ladies. When in the workforce, especially a lot of young ladies didn't have a car, and I would give them a ride home. And so during that time of dropping them off at home, it gave me an opportunity to talk to them, tell them about the Lord, minister to them, and, you know, just kind of conversate back and forth. But there was one young lady I would always drop her off, and she would always, before she would get out of the car, she would always say, thank you, I really appreciate it. And every single time, and of course, I never took gas money. That wasn't a thing. It wasn't a thing about gas money. And she would always just say, you know, thank you, I really appreciate it. The point was this, that she knew she didn't have extra money. I was not looking from anything from her. I was not looking for anything. But the point of she was so grateful to be able to get the ride home. She didn't have to take the bus and deal with all that. And she would always say, thank you. I really appreciate it. And one other young lady that I mentored, and I think about her often, young Jasmine, I would take her home too. We used to work at the Chicago Tribune, and we used to do calling up the subscribers to get them to get the paper, you know, a little side hustle job. And so I would always take her home, and she was another young lady that I would mentor, and I was with her for a long time. And I got her first bank account. She didn't have a bank account. And so listen, guys, I got her bank account, and she was like, she was under 18, the reason why I got her the account and got it started. And she said, wow, nobody's ever did this for me before. And she said, thank you. I really appreciate it. So listen, you guys, thank you can really change a person's day. You know, by just being nice, being kind, you know, an act of showing gratitude, you know, it goes a long way. It can change a person's day. Just like Marcus said, it can change a person's day. Just thank you. That's all. Just thank you. So listen, I've got to get on up out of here. I am so glad to have come across Marcus Parker. And I want you guys, his link is in the bio. You'll see a Marcus Parker, author, motivator, and you can click on it. You can click on the link. I put the link to his website in the bio, make it even more easier for you to find him on the web. Just click on his name, Marcus Parker. It'll take you right to his website, y'all. So listen, I am pretty much out of time. It's been super delicious, good, and I got to get on up out of here.
In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.